Mr. Taylor, to the Hungarian State Opera. We lived a few doors away at 28 Andrássy út, an elegant address despite its dearth of plumbing. At every window flocked hosts of pigeons, blown inland by a moody Danube, and in the parlor, between the spinet piano and my mother's heirloom curio cabinet, stood the sewing machine that dressed half the Romeos east of the Alps. All the greatest actors, the greatest dancers of the day, would come to our flat to be suited out as princes, satyrs, sylphs. The sewing machine occupied the center of the living room. Clients would disrobe behind an oriental screen and step out, transformed, standing tall with self-importance, while my father crawled at their feet on all fours, his mouth barbed by straight pins. "Make like you're on the stage." The players would strut a soliloquy. The baritones belt out an aria. The ballet dancers camber and curtsy, testing the reinforced seams, inspecting the flawless drape of the fabric. The tailor was no less an artist than his clients, yet he received no accolades, only more orders. He seldom left his machine. All the perfect little stitches, the dull and niggling little stitches, and the contraption churring, always thirsty for oil. I hoarded the scraps, silks, velvets, damasks. The feel of them spoke to me, of worlds stitched together, not with thread, but light. Let others wield the needle. I would wear the fine costumes. I would make the hemline sway and billow like a nimbus. At the age of 4, while my brother, Jozef, learned the leather trade and my sister, Rosa, fine stitchery, I began training as a ballerina. At 17, having attained the swan goddess ideal, spine elongated, execution flawless, ambition forged, opportunity trod on my heels. His name? Pippo Bufarino. Bufarino of Milan, who had the gumption to call himself an impresario. A commanding figure, the Italian was not. He had the dimensions of a milk crate with legs poking out. He parted his hair down the center and smoked pencil-thin cigars from an ivory holder the length of a billiard cue. Having no business with the administration, he loitered at the stage door. "Scusi, scusi!" When we dancers walked out, he would charge forward, bow in reverence, and proffer a card monogrammed in gilt letters. Then came the one Hungarian phrase he had rehearsed to perfection. "Kezi chokolom," I kiss your hand. My companion, Carola, and I stepped out together that night, linking arms, radiant after a second curtain call. Finding no way around the little man, we took his card and studied it in the scant light of street lamps. Impresario, La Scala, Milano. Words to quicken the pulse. "I was in the audience tonight, signorina." The stranger spoke a patchwork of languages, punctuated by hand gestures. "I have seen you dance. Such a talent, it humbles."